Welcome to Time with Abba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is November 25th, Monday, 2019, day 328. Today's topic, close to your gracious Lord, you can speak gracious words. Silence. Pull on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 130, verses 1 to 4, Daniel chapter 1, verse 1 to chapter 2, verse 23. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 8 to chapter 4 verse 6, Proverbs 28 verse 14. Today's main passages, the first one is 1 Peter chapter 3 verses 8 to 12. Finally, all of you, be like-minded, be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate and humble. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. For whoever would love life and see good days must keep their tongue from evil and their lips from deceitful speech. They must turn from evil and do good. They must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are attentive to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. The second passage is from Daniel chapter 2, verses 16 to 23. At this, Daniel went in to the king and asked for time so that he might interpret the dream for him. Then Daniel returned to his house and explained the matter to his friends Hananiah, Michael, and Azariah. He urged them to plead for mercy from the God of heaven concerning this mystery, so that he and his friends might not be executed with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. During the night, the mystery was revealed to Daniel in a vision. And Daniel praised the God of heaven and said, "Praise be to the name of God forever and ever. Wisdom and power are His. He changes times and seasons. He deposes kings and raises up others. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. He reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what lies in darkness and light dwells with him. I thank and praise you, God of my ancestors. You have given me wisdom and power. You have made known to me what we ask of you. You have made known to us the dream of the king." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. my listening. The topic I received today is, close to your gracious Lord, you can speak gracious words. Yesterday, after Sunday service, a couple came up to me and asked for prayers. It was because after they listened to my sermon, they are aware that they have not been able to speak gracious words to each other, but the contrast, always hurting each other. Actually, today's 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 to 12 is a warning and reminder to every Christian that our weakness is to be able to speak gracious words. The most wonderful thing I experienced today through the passages of TWA is from Daniel chapter 2, verses 16 to 23. I come into an awareness that seeking gracious words is not what we usually think, that we can say good things to other people. It is first to wait for God's words, then to be able to listen to God's words, then to have the courage of saying God's words. So if you want to say gracious words, you must be close to your gracious Lord and close as. Close to your gracious Lord. As close as Daniel to the gracious Lord. Let us pray. Dear Abba Father, help us to be close to you so that we can speak gracious words. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to be close to the Lord so that you can speak gracious words? Family Corner. Find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.